Kurt, welcome aboard.
Thanks, guys.
Very busy college football conversations with expansion and a pamphlet from Colorado State getting acknowledged by a president in the Big 12 just, to me, brought up the question about you lived through and ran, really, this whole Big East effort, which was a different situation, but you've worked closely with Dr. Custer as it relates to how you approach conferences with your intentions or understanding theirs. What can you tell us, broad stroke-wise, is the philosophy that Boise State would operate under when it comes to conference affiliation and however that would work?
Well, I think he's pretty, I think he looks at it the same way I do. You know, we've had this conversation a lot of times, and he's really no different on the academic side of things. I mean, he's, since he arrived on campus, he's been all about making Boise State a great place, and he's made a lot of changes, and I don't think that's any different than what we're trying to do. I think he always wants to make sure that we're positioning our university properly going forward, and I think that obviously carries over to the athletic side of things. I mean, I'll say this, we're always going to be ready should an opportunity come about, and we're ready now if a presentation needs to be made. It's not like, you know, someone calls me tomorrow and says, "Hey, we've got to have something ready to go." I mean, we always have that information ready, and so we didn't hire a PR firm like some other schools that you had mentioned the last time we talked about this, but Bob and I think we think alike. If the opportunity comes about and we feel like it's a good one for us, and we weigh all the things that play into something like that, we're going to be very aggressive if we need to be, and that hasn't changed since he got here, and certainly hasn't changed since him and I have talked about it, and so we'll always be ready to go should an opportunity arise, and you know, it's no different today than it was a year ago. So,
how do you address the fan? And you're a pro at this, and you probably deal with it every single day. That calls you up and says, "Well, Colorado State sent a box of brochures to West Virginia to promote themselves. Mm-hmm. How come you guys aren't?" One, how do you answer that? And two, does a box of brochures really make a difference?
I don't think it does. I think the Big 12 and whoever else is even thinking about expansion is going through a lot more than just looking at brochures. And we can certainly do that. If we need to do that, we would. We're prepared to do that if we think we have to do that. And so for us, I think it's just much more than that. They know who they would be looking at if they decided to expand. Boise State's name obviously has come up in the past. And if that situation arises, we will certainly be ready to do what we need to do to get our name out there.
Kurt Abse, Ask the AD, Caves and Prater with him in studio, in the DataTel studio on Sports Radio The Ticket every Thursday at 5. Kurt, the idea came through the Dr. Boren at Oklahoma that, hey, we need a TV network here at the Big 12. And without a TV network, why would we expand? And there may even be discussion now. Not even may. There is discussion to go to 4 teams. And a 4-team expansion of the Big 12 could have enough domino effect to affect college football, all kinds of conference affiliations. So when you start doing the shell game and what-if game, are there backup plans? Is there now a desire, after you've experienced staying in the West and tried on going to the Big East? That's not that long ago. Yeah. I imagine those plans are still there, how that would have worked.
Well, you know, when we were going through that process, you guys both know this. I mean, the Big East was so much different. I mean, that thing changed overnight in terms of the teams that were in it, the deals that were made, who was coming from the West. You know, San Diego State was in that conversation as well. And so, I mean, there was just so much happening at that time. It changes so quickly. And for us, I'm just going to stick to saying the same darn thing I've been saying. We got to keep doing what we're doing, and I think that's really, really important. We want to get our football team back to where it was a couple years ago. We want to compete for a championship, and we want to be in that championship game. And for us, that has to be the goal. If we don't win our division and we don't play in that championship game, not that I'm saying anything bad about Las Vegas or San Diego or New Mexico or wherever that bowl may be, our ultimate goal every season has to be in that championship game in football. And then in basketball, we've got to somehow compete for a Mountain West Conference championship. And to me, I think those are the real important things. That probably doesn't answer your question all the way, but expansion, I mean, if they went to 4 teams, I think you'd see a big domino effect. And that may happen. It may not happen. I mean, I heard something as ridiculous as them telling Texas to go away. In my opinion, Texas needs to be Texas. And if they're Texas, then I think the Big 12 is fine.
Right.
And focus on those things, you know. And if they decide to expand, like you said, Jeff, to four teams, I think that's you're going to see all kinds of crazy stuff going on in college football, and who knows where that's going to go. So.
At the end of the day, does Boise State even want to be in the Big 12? And I guess the obvious answer is if you get that invitation and all things make sense, the answer is yes. But you just mentioned competing for championships. You know what budgets are like. You know what kind of an uphill climb. You know, realistically, where Boise State's place is in the world. We'd all like to dream big, and maybe we can end up there, but is that really the smartest move? How much of that game do you guys play?
This is just me talking, and I've always said, I said it the first day I got this job, I want to be great, and I want us to compete for championships, and I'm certainly not interested in doing something where, you know, we're going to get our teeth kicked in every weekend. I'm not in favor of that. I never have been. I don't think anybody is, a coach, a fan, or anyone. But, you know, that right now the average budget in the Big 12 is about $100 million. And we're at 39. Their TV money is 30-ish, maybe, somewhere in there. So, you know, you can kind of do the math. That doesn't mean I don't think we can compete at that level. I really think we can. We have great coaches. We have a great staff. We have an unbelievable community that follows us and supports us. And if the time does come, like I've said before, we will certainly take a look at that and we'll weigh all that stuff. Can we afford it? Can we compete? Can we bring the kind of student athletes here that you need to bring here to compete? Can we expand our stadium? Can we pay our coaches more? I mean, there's just so much that goes into that. And right now, that's not in front of us. But that is something that we've got to consider before we make a move like this. So, Mike, I don't know if that's the best thing for us. But if that is an opportunity for us to look at, those are the things that we're going to really weigh closely. And if that's something that makes sense for our institution, then that's probably something that we would look at doing.
Boise State Athletic Director Kurt Apsey, you can ask the AD a question by the commercial tire text at 424-9300, or you can simply just hashtag ask the AD on Twitter. Other question now. New Mexico looking at adding beer would be the second on-campus stadium to do so in the Mountain West, the sixth school overall. From your or Dr. Custer's perspective, why do you or do you not want to offer beer in the rest of Albertson Stadium? Not what the state board thinks, just what's the school's position on whether you do or don't want to do more?
Well, it's interesting. I think I was sharing with you guys a couple weeks ago. I went to that summit down in Southern California, and they actually had a consultant come in from some food service vendors that work at different stadiums across the country. They had Stan was there from Florida State, the AD. I think the Oliver Luck was there, the old AD at West Virginia, who now works for the NC2A. And they brought those guys in because they have done that in the past. They they brought in alcohol into the regular seating of the stadium. And so there's some argument going on right now that it might be safer to do that so that you can maybe have a little bit more control over who's consuming maybe more than they should, I guess. And
right.
So you'll start to see some statistics across the country where they're thinking that's actually a safer way to do it. Now, what they're also doing when they do that is there's a no reentry policy. So once you're in the stadium, you're not leaving. You're not going to see a bunch of people out in the parking lot at halftime. And so those are all things that we have to weigh. I can tell you that Dr. Custer and I have had very, very little conversation about trying to provide alcohol in the regular seating of Albertson Stadium. And as you guys know, that is an approval process here in the state of Idaho that can become very sensitive, I think, at times. But that is not a conversation that we've had with him or the state board, and not something, at least for now, that we're pushing.
So, in other words, do you have greater priorities than that?
Well, I mean, I look at it from a revenue standpoint too, and if that's something that I think we should consider, we can certainly do that. We've got to go through some research and talk to some other schools about that kind of stuff, and that's very sensitive here, and I understand why, and I think you have to be very careful. And I'm not saying that just because Boise State's in Idaho. I think every school across the country has those same concerns, and mixing alcohol with college football and college basketball and all those kinds of things are, they can be tricky situations sometimes. And I think you really got to make sure that if you go down that road, that everybody understands what needs to happen in order to make that environment safe. And we would certainly do that if we ever decided to try to go that direction.
All right, you may be listening here on 931 FM at 1350 AM or the JP iProduction on Facebook Live.
Are we still on? Nice work.
Theoretically. And it'll be archived, so if you've missed it, you can go there and check it out. More questions coming up about the new hire for the football program and lacrosse at Boise State. What would it take to get that done?